You keep lying when you ought to be truthing. And you keep losing when you ought to not bet. You keep saying when you ought to be a changing. Now what's right is right, but you ain't been right yet. These boots are made for walking.
And all right.
That just would work too. One of these days, I'm still gonna walk all over you.
I like the end of that song.
Yeah.
Come on, boots, walk.
Come on, boots, walk. Run, Forrest, run.
We had some issues. Joey's at the airport right now. He's getting on a plane. You could hear it.
You could hear it. That is not my air conditioner.
And his co-host Maxwell is killing himself, I think.
No, it's not me. I'm not having coffee yet. Stay tuned. I'm sure I will any second.
You know, I have asthma, so maybe that's my breathing.
But you gotta expect this. There's always technical difficulties on the first show of anything. I mean,
yes. So we got on the air 40 minutes late.
Yeah, at least we're on the air. We're here.
I'm sure still tuned in, anxiously awaiting.
What the hell else do they have to do on a Friday night?
There's nothing going on out there, man, except trouble.
We got 5 listeners now.
There's nothing out there, but no good for nothing getting into trouble. That's all that's going on out there tonight.
We already have our first call.
Oh wow!
Right, let's go right to it, man.
And I know who it is. It's gonna be a cool call. Hello there, Kambaru.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You're our first caller.
Yay!
Maxwell, tell her what she wins.
As soon as I get him printed up, a Stern Universe T-shirt.
This is a girl. She's in. Well, you're in Turkey or Germany right now.
At the moment in Germany.
So you're talking to someone in Germany, Joey. You see the beautiful things the internet can do?
Wo sie kommen wollen am Deutschland?
Bitte? Woher? Aus Essen?
Ah, well, listen. Ich war arbeiten für 4 Jahre mit der US Army Freiburg am Main.
Frankfurt am Main. Ah, cool. Das ist ja
das ist ein Wiener Schnitzel.
I was in the army for 4 years in Europe, so...
Okay, great.
I speak terrible German, I know. I'm sorry for trashing your language.
No, but I was understanding you. You were in Frankfurt?
We have another call already.
Freiburg, just north of Frankfurt.
Ah, okay, I see. Yeah.
Freiburg, yeah.
Want to take another call? We're getting them in pretty quickly.
I'm sorry, who are you again? Maxwell or Joey?
I'm Joey.
And the other one's Maxwell.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Maxwell.
Great.
All right.
Cool. You're pretty late calling into a podcast.
So why are you in Germany?
I was born and raised here. I'm going here to college, so yeah.
What are you studying at university?
Business informatics. It's something between IT and business administration.
Very good, very good. Smart girl.
I try to be. I'm not.
So what's the connection here? Are you a big Stern fan?
Yeah, I listened to Stern. I started listening to Stern, I think, 4 or 5 years ago when the website started, I think.
Okay.
Yeah. And
well, welcome. Welcome to the family.
Thanks.
Welcome to the family.
Thank you for being our first caller.
Thank you.
Thanks for having me.
As soon as we get the shirts printed, I promise you will get one because you are her first caller. You deserve something for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's been a part of our community for a while. She calls into our show sometimes, and she's been here for a while. She's really good looking too. Just saying.
I'm sure.
I gotta say, Joey, I think your fucking internet is like caveman internet or something, because everyone else sounds amazing.
And I don't.
Yeah, you're the only one who was cutting out. I think that's.
Is it still cutting out?
Not now. We got another call here from 518.
Yeah, I know who that is.
I know who that is.
You do?
You little bitch!
What's up, Jeff?
What's going on, wait?
I'm just sitting here waiting to talk to you, man. I'm sorry we got on a little late tonight.
Is this girl drunk?
It is.
Wow.
You little bitch.
So, Jeff,
you little bitch!
I love you, Jeff.
Jeff, we're all excited that you just recently had a part in a film. and I wanted to ask you about it. I mean, what was the name of the film? What did you play in the film? Could you give us a little backstory on it?
I played a homeless man. Hopefully.
Wow, that was
it's not a far stretch.
Yeah, you definitely.
Hopefully, it will not be life imitating art.
Life imitating art, exactly.
Yeah.
Hopefully, it won't. But,
so, Jeff, what's the name of this film? When is it going to be coming out? Where did you go to shoot it?
Okay, it's called B-Roll, and it was shot in Chicago. It's a small indie film, and it will be out sometime in January, I believe.
Oh, so they're gonna is it going to come out in theaters, or is it going right to DVD?
They're not so badly DVD, but you never know.
You never know. You could get picked up at a film fest and somebody can give us some good distributorship, and next thing you know, every movie theater will have you up on the
list.
So they took care of you. You went out there for what? How many days were you out there in Chicago?
For 3 days.
And tell us about it. What did you do out there? Were you on the set every day? You know, were you out there drinking?
No drinking. I was on the set every day. Actually, I went drinking one night.
No, I was just going to say, no drinking? Come on, Joe.
I was on the set, no drinking. Hand to God.
No, I believe you, man. So what have you been doing with yourself now that with your newfound fame? Are you looking forward to the film coming out? Maybe people recognizing you in the local Walmart and saying, hey, I just saw you in a movie.
Well, yeah, but it ain't out yet. But I get recognized all over the place.
Because you already have fame through the Howard Stern Show. So people just know. They see the cowboy hat and the sling, and they're like, it's Jeff the Drunk.
Exactly.
So, Jeff, are you still smoking a lot of pot these days?
I am.
Are you smoking pot tonight?
I am.
You're gonna let's light one up together, Jeff. I got one here rolling. Let's spark up together, man, me and you.
Go ahead.
Oh, you know what? My bowl is empty.
Oh, that's a sin.
How does the bowl get empty, Jeff?
That could be easily fixed.
Well, sounds like Jeff's got himself some good weed. Good amount of weed, I should say.
If, when you're a movie star like Jeff, you got bowls of weed. You know what I mean? Big bowls of weed. Yeah.
You got sacks of it all over your place.
Daddy Fat Sack.
Big fat bowls of weed.
Okay, Jeff, are you ready?
No, I'm still backing it, dude.
That's a big bowl.
Can I ask a question?
I'm backing it. It's getting back.
Can I ask Jeff a question?
Yeah, sure.
Jeff,
I want to know, do you feel that Howard has sort of ousted the Whack Pack a little bit and trying to get away from you guys?
Not so much.
You sure about that?
I do feel that he has. I know he has left in the Whack Pack, but you got to realize he's only in there half the time as usual.
Right. That's the way I look at it too, Jeff.
I do think you guys made the show. Like, it made it interesting. That was, like, part of his whole thing. And I feel like lately he kind of feels like he changed the whole, when Howard TV was still around, he changed the intro from, like, you know, the circus type of intro into, like, a newscaster intro. And it just felt like he was trying to, you know, hide that part of his career. And I was like, why?
More accepted by mainstream, I think.
Yeah, I was like, this is your show. Like, what the fuck, man? You don't feel that, Jeff?
All right, go ahead, man.
Ready to go.
Go ahead, Max.
All right, man, I'm ready. You ready, Jeff? Here we go, man.
Bong hit Jeff and bong chip Maxwell.
Wow, you quit. You totally win.
I have no clue what's going on.
They're both getting emphysema. That's what's going on.
Yep, he wins.
How are you still alive, Jeff?
Oh my god.
For real, like, how have you not coughed up your lung yet and choked on it?
Do you have a cough of blood?
No.
If you start coughing up blood, start making meth.
No.
She said she doesn't know what's going on. What just went on?
I still don't know.
Okay, this is what just went on.
We're getting more calls,
Jeff,
too.
Well, he smoked a bowl of pot, and I just lit up a joint, and we simultaneously smoked. And he was coughing, and I coughed a little bit. Yeah, anyway, yeah, that's what happened.
Yes, bring up some other, Woosh, bring up some other callers and see who else wants to talk to Jeff.
Okay. Yeah, 347.
347, you're on there.
Hey, where's Charlie Brooks?
Oh, God, it's High Pitch Eric.
Who's High Pitch?
Hey, what's up?
Now, High Pitch.
Now, I just want to say welcome to your new show, and I hope your new show is going very well.
Thank you very much, Eric. Thanks for tuning in tonight. Thanks for always being a good friend of mine. And thanks for calling in. I mean, that's beautiful, Eric. What's going on in your life, in the life of your fish, Clark?
We love Clark.
We're just hanging out, and I just woke up from a nap.
So now that you napped, are you afraid you're going to be up all night now?
I'm laying down. I might sleep the rest of the night.
Are you going to call it an early night, maybe?
Yeah.
So what's the update now? Have you stopped arguing with people on the internet, telling that you're going to break their jaw all over this Fred the Elephant Boy debacle that you got going on?
Yeah, Eric, you gave that trucker guy way too much airtime the other day, buddy. You got way too intense with that dude.
Well, here's the thing. Listen, Elephant Boy keeps his mouth shut, then that has no problem. But if he says anything else, then, he's on my shit list.
So, Eric, I got Jeff the Drunk on the phone also. Jeff, are you aware of this fight that's going on between High Pitch Eric and Fred the Elephant Boy?
Yes, I am well aware of the fight.
What's your thoughts on it?
And my conclusion is, I believe that Eric is being a bully.
Oh. Eric, do you hear that?
Me and Marianne spoke about this. Marianne has me and Elephant Boy shake hands and say sorry. And then he went on the podcast and bashed me again on the radio. And then he spoke about my family and my sister.
That fucking asshole. Get him, Eric. Fuck him.
What?
Get him.
I think he's saying to kill
him. You need to talk about your family. Okay, Eric, I'm on your side.
You hear that, Eric?
What?
Jeff supports you. He's on your side.
I'm on your side.
Because you don't talk about somebody's family.
Yeah, Elephant Boy is a piece of shit.
No.
He'll be swimming with the fishes. Yo.
Come on now.
Elephant Boy is a fucking asshole.
Well, Eric,
will any of us get back to him?
Yeah, how about me and you get back to him?
Oh, yeah, we're going to do it, Eric.
What do you think you guys could do together? I mean, join forces. You'd be like a super team of whackpackers, going after one whackpacker. Do you feel that the two of you together could defeat the powers of Fred the Elephant Boy?
Yes.
Yeah, but two against one, we definitely have the weight on our side.
I don't understand that though. I mean, he's never been. I mean, he's not. He hasn't done anything to you, Jeff.
No, but I'm sticking up for Eric.
Oh, okay.
And besides, after they made up, that boy still went on the air about them.
Okay.
So I don't fucking care either one way or the other.
All right. Let me ask you a question, Jeff. Can I ask you a question?
Sure, shoot.
Why is it after we had you on our show, the Stern Universe, you blocked me?
Because I'm a blacking bitch.
I never told you anything.
I black people left and right.
Let me ask you another question.
Smart-ass comments. You want to know the smart-ass comments?
No, I didn't. But let me ask you this next question. Have you ever gotten your dead arm and put it on your dick and gave yourself like a handy and pretended someone else?
Well, what the fuck? I ain't getting even dark to this shit.
Sorry about that, Jeff.
I would do that all the time.
You wonder why you got black, bitch. You wonder why you got black, bitch.
Well,
this is why.
Well, I
this
to,
is
I
why.
For that.
You have stupid fucking questions.
There was a stupid question, Max.
Well, okay. Well, he bought me for no reason, so I had to give him a reason now.
Well, now you got it.
There you go.
Jeff, hey. Now you're black.
Hey, I feel better.
Hey, Jeff, I watched the when Lieberman did the special and came to your house. I thought that was really heartfelt. There was a moment there where you kind of teared up. Do you remember what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
What was that like,
bar?
having Lieberman at your house taping
at
you?
At the bar?
Yeah, there was like some weird dude, and you were telling them that you masturbated in the phone booth.
Yeah.
For real?
The words are no fucking lie, bitch.
And you've never gotten arrested?
For jerking off in the phone booth?
Yes, for jerking off in the phone booth.
It's in the fucking boondocks, bitch.
There's a law, I think, against that. I'm pretty sure. I'm not sure the exact law. It might be public indecency.
Yeah,
like
public masturbation has to be illegal.
Public
Should
disgustingness.
Happen, get over it. It fucking happened.
I'm over it, Jeff. I'm over it.
Good.
Cool.
So, Jeff, what are your plans for this weekend, Labor Day weekend?
My plans are fucking down to zero. You know why?
What's that?
Because the Bank of America is fucking bullshit.
What'd they do to you?
Well, Social Security, actually, is at fault. You see, I switched my banks from Bank of America to some other branch because they closed. Now, Social Security puts all my direct deposit in the Bank of America, which I don't even have anymore. I threw all my information out once I switched banks. But now, they're depositing all my money in Bank of America, motherfuckers.
They can fix that out after the weekend, I'm sure.
I'm broke until next Tuesday.
Yeah. I'm sorry to hear that, Jeff. If I was there, I'd loan you like $50 or something. You know.
No,
please.
No, no. I'm good.
Yeah. Sorry to hear that, man.
Believe me, there's been lots of time.
So you don't have any friends that come over and hang out with you?
Yeah, I just had a hot chick over here tonight.
Oh, you had a hot chick over there?
Yeah, check out my Twitter picture. I just posted it.
How do you know this girl?
She was a longtime friend of mine when I was growing up.
Do you have sex with her?
Before my ex.
Do you have sex with her?
She lives down in the city somewhere.
Her family
has a camp, a summer camp up here on the lake next to my house.
Did you have sex with her?
And I was friends with her and her brother and all of them.
Okay, again, Jeff, so when she's over at your house, do you have sex with her? Or are you just good friends?
Well, her son was with her, so no, I don't think I had sex with her.
Oh, have you had sex with her in the past?
No, but I wanted to.
Yeah.
And I made this clear to her. So, she knows.
You're a young guy, you know. You're a healthy young guy.
She's coming back. Nice.
Hey, Jeff, I want to say have a good holiday. And guys, have a good holiday. I'm going to try to go back to sleep.
Yes, you do, Eric.
Eric, we love you. Thank you for calling in, brother.
Bye.
Later, Eric.
Eric is such a good guy, but he's got so many anger issues in him.
Yep. I know a lot of people like that.
He doesn't know how to control it. He doesn't know how to express his anger. And when he gets frustrated and confused and he doesn't understand, he lashes out with anger, you know? That's his coping mechanism. So
many people use the same mechanism, so he's not alone there.
Yeah. I mean, a lot of people, like, when they feel like that, they drink or they drug real heavy, you know? Like,
exactly.
Do you know anything about that, Jeff?
I'm smoking.
Wow, that was a good one, huh?
Yeah. I know it's going to be an aftershock.
The aftershock.
The extra mess.
Hey, Jeff, can I ask you a question? This is a normal question. I'm not going to fuck with
you. Yeah, a dumb fucking question.
It's a normal question. Like, what kind of weed is that you're smoking? Like, does it have a name? Is it hydro? Is it mids? Like, is that, that's all. That's all I was asking.
Yes. It's hydro.
Do you know what, like, strain it is by any chance?
No.
No? Okay. Just wondering. Because
I'm getting some 11G next month.
Some what?
11G.
11G, you said?
You know what that means?
11th generation.
You got it, bitch.
Yeah.
From the hill. 11G from the hill.
Wow, man. I'm going to have to see it, Doug, man, through the mail or something.
What's that?
I'm kidding, man.
No. No.
I'm kidding.
Not the mail.
Never through the mail, man. Never.
From the mountain. Because I live in the mountain, bitch.
Jeff, someday I want to come up there with my video camera. I want to shoot some video of you. Is there like a Greyhound bus station near you or an Amtrak station?
Yeah, but the nearest Amtrak is like 50-dollar cab ride to my house.
$50?
Yep.
Wow. What about bus station?
What's that?
What about the closest bus station?
Yeah, same thing, dude.
A $50 cab ride?
Yeah. Okay. Well, maybe 45. I don't know. It's always been about $40 or $50
Maybe I'll get some extra money together and I'll come up there and videotape you, man, one day. I think it'd be fun hanging out with you one day.
Yeah.
Hey, Jeff, can I come if I smoke some killer bud with you?
And you would block them?
Yeah, and you I'll bring a case of Bud Long Necks, and I'll bring a big sack of weed, and we won't leave till it's all gone, and you unblock me. How about that? And we're all buddies.
And you're sleeping in Joey's room.
Okay. I'll do the Brokeback Mountain. Why not? I'm kidding.
Okay. Just let me know, bitch.
No, I can't sleep on your couch. I have to sleep in Joey's room. Yeah. Joey's room. I'm not, you know, I mean, like, Joey, what the hell is Joey going to, I mean, they're going to rape me. What the fuck?
Yeah, sure. You can sleep on the couch.
Okay. I can. Thank you very much, man. I'm trying to adjust my microphone here, and I guess I was turning it backwards on the gain.
Yeah, because it sounds a lot better now, Joey.
You probably went the wrong way.
Yeah, you had it the wrong way, exactly.
I didn't know it was the back and the front of the mic until I actually took a look.
And don't back up and don't talk as
loud. That's really good. That's a really good broadcasting move there, Joey.
Thanks, Jeff. We're trying to get this together. It's a lot of technical problems and stuff. But anything that's worth it is worth, you know, working towards very hardly. And, you know, that's what we're doing. We're putting a lot of work into this, trying to get it done. I got Woosh and Max, you know, doing all the work. These guys are great.
Yeah, and, dude, just think about fucking Stern's studios, like a multi-million dollar studio, and he has problems all the time.
Well, that's CEO says. He also has Scott.
Yeah. Jeff, are you able to hear, like, me, Max, and Joey clearly, or does it sound, like, hard to understand?
No, it's clear. It's clear.
Okay.
It's a lot clearer now, though.
Okay, cool.
Joey's a lot clearer now, isn't he?
Yeah.
Good, okay.
Yeah.
No, maybe, but I can hear everybody fine.
Good, good. Yeah, you sound real good, too, Jeff.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Hey, Jeff, let me ask another question. Totally normal question. How many beers? Yes,
it's done. Yeah.
I'm about like 8, 5, maybe 9 beers, who knows, into the evening. How many beers are you into the evening?
Right now?
Yeah, right now, not 5 minutes from now, like now.
I'm probably now 5 to 6, maybe.
Right on. Budweiser's?
Of course. Come on. What are you talking about?
I got to ask.
People ask me that on Twitter. What do you drink? I fucking drink Budweiser. Everybody fucking knows it.
King of beers.
Exactly.
Jeff, when you got to go out for beer, how far do you have to go? Because I know you don't drive.
No, I don't have to go from fucking nowhere. But,
how do you get beers then?
I get them delivered. Really, it's like the store's like about maybe not even a mile away.
It's a good walk.
No, I never walk. The fuck that I walk. I never walk to the store.
Do you have a bicycle?
Yeah, right.
Bicycle would be tough for him, Joey. He can't, you know what I mean?
I don't know.
Well, I mean,
I don't ride no freaking bike.
I can ride a bike with no hands.
Well, see, people
can't start it. You can't start a riding it with no hands.
Oh. Some of us are more balanced than others. I don't know. I think I can.
Yeah, though. I know you can.
When was the last time you rode a bike with no hands, Joey?
Probably a long time ago.
Yeah, I was just going to say.
Yeah, but you didn't start riding a bike with no hands.
Well, no, I started riding a bike with my dad, and I had training wheels.
What I'm saying is you never started to ride the bike without no arms.
No, not from the beginning.
You get the momentum to let go of the
arms. You have one arm, though. You have an arm that you could use.
Yeah, but still, it's too difficult. I'm like you to ride a fucking a stationary bicycle.
So when this guy delivers the beer to you, and I guess you get your food delivered too. How much do you tip the guy?
On the average, about $10 on the average.
You give him $10 tip.
Wow.
What's that?
You give a $10 tip.
I do.
That's very nice of you, Jeff. That's good.
I only fucking get food delivered once a month.
Right.
And so I tip them because I know I want them to do it again for me. So you're picking up beer, cigarettes, whatever, you know?
Yeah, no, that's good. Because normally I didn't think they really delivered beer. You know, I thought you always had to buy that at the place.
I just found a spot that would deliver here.
Yes,
but it's like 10 miles away.
Yeah, so taking care of you, man.
Yeah. That's a deal.
Yeah. So it's worth the $10 tips.
Fuck yeah. Yeah. I'd pay $10 to have a motherfucker deliver beer and whatever in miles.
So Jeff.
Yeah, but that plus on top of the bill, you know. So.
Yeah.
And you do all your shopping on the first when you get your Your social
I get I get my food stamps on the 8th.
On the 8th?
That's where I do most of the shopping.
Can I ask how much you get in food stamps a month?
Like, just like $195.
Okay, so that probably buys you a lot of food products, though, for the month. It's just you.
Yeah.
I mean, I could probably eat on $190. Yeah, I mean, that's a lot of groceries.
Yeah, well, yeah, but it's hard to stretch out. Yeah, if you don't eat, you can last fine.
It wouldn't last for hypoteric. It wouldn't be enough. Just maybe enough to subsidize the soda drinking for the month.
Maybe 2 weeks.
Not even. We'd all go towards soda. I think you can buy soda, right?
Yep.
You can buy soda with food stamps, can't you?
Yes.
You know what I'm amazed at, man? A lot of times, like, I go in the stores around here, in little bodegas, and people are using their EBT cards to buy candy and chips and cakes and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
It's just like...
You can buy candy, you can buy soda, you can buy potato chips.
I personally think that's bullshit.
Oh, yeah. They do it over... My mom's good friend, she works in the bakery at what we have down here. It's called Publix. And they come in with the EBT cards, and literally they buy $400 cakes on EBD for like weddings or birthdays or something. $400 cakes from a Publix now. This isn't from like a cake place. It's from a Publix. So imagine how much freaking cake you get from a fucking Publix. You know what I mean? So
well, you don't...
It should be a bunch of beans and like hamburger meat and rice and shit like that.
Beans and vegetables and
Right. Things to feed your family, not like fruit. Yeah, good things. You have to feed everybody. You know, not cake. Yeah,
I don't want to buy candy for people. I don't want to buy soda for them.
Yeah, it's all bullshit.
Yeah, thank you. By the way.
You're welcome, Ed. You're welcome, because we do.
No, it's not your fault, Jeff. I'm not blaming you. You're not the one who said you're not allowed to buy cake. You're doing what they're allowing you. I'm saying that the government shouldn't allow that. I'm just saying, but, you know, whatever. It's not your fault. I mean, you have nothing to do with it.
I never bought a cake.
Exactly, so whatever.
You know? I'm food stamps. But I do want to tell you something. You can only buy things that are not prepared.
Right.
Like, I could buy, like, deli meat, and I could buy bread, and I could buy, like, mayonnaise, but I can't buy a sandwich.
Right. No, that's understandable. I agree with anything, that, though, man.
I can't buy anything that's prepared.
Right.
Yeah.
God, wonder how much money goes every year towards candy bars.
Oh, I'm sure a lot. Because I'd stack up on them too, bitch.
And soda.
Oh, yeah. I get 10 bottles of soda each month.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just to tide me over for the month, you know?
How much beer do you drink every day?
Not every day. I can't afford that shit every day.
How often do you drink?
Well, with the money I'm getting, I'm likely to get a... You see, I don't like to drink one or two beers and able to drink more.
Yeah.
I like to drink maybe 10, 15 beers at a rip.
Fucking A.
Yeah.
That's the way it should be.
Absolutely.
In the land of America.
America.
But I can't buy weed in my food stamps yet.
Yet. And you're hoping for the day when maybe they come out with the medical marijuana that you can go to the shop and you can purchase weed with your card.
Am I mistaken? Excuse me, but didn't a medical marijuana pass in New York State?
There's no medical marijuana.
Only for medical marijuana.
There's no medical marijuana shops here in New York, and there won't be for a long time.
No.
But it passed, though, didn't it?
Something passed, but it doesn't mean anything right now.
Oh, it doesn't? See, we're voting down here in Florida in November, and it'll be effective in January. Proposition 2, if it passed, we'll have medical marijuana full on, like, you know, dispensaries and all that shit.
Yeah, that's great.
You heard about that bomb moved.
Yeah, yeah, it's going to be cool. I hope so. So if you're in Florida, vote on Proposition 2.
So, Jeff, it'd be nice the day that you could walk into a pot shop in New York and use your EBT card and get a sack of weed with it.
Oh, it'd be fucking fabulous.
I don't know if I'd mind as much the people using EBT to purchase weed. That I'm more upset that they use it to purchase candy and chips and soda.
Are you against big sodas too?
Not against big sodas. I'm against fucking welfare going towards purchasing soda, candy, and cakes and chips, you know, for people that should be getting healthy food. You know, because all that stuff does is contribute to people's health, which negative health, which then it's picked up by the taxpayers when they go in for all their medical problems.
Yeah, it's a pretty fact.
I remember when Habib used to run the store down there.
Right.
The who, Jeff? Excuse me. The who? Who ran the store?
Habib.
Habibi?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you know who that is.
When he used to run the store down there, he used to let me get gas and beer and cigarettes all on the EBT card.
Right.
Hey, yeah. Jeff. Gonzo Shitcock wants to know why you blocked him.
I don't want to hear from Gonzo. Fuck him.
He doesn't want to hear from you, Gonzo.
So, Jeff, are you upset with Eric the Actor still because of the fact that he's turning down all these acting jobs and you just wish to have another acting job? But here he is. He's turning them down.
I'm going to send them all to me. I'm available and I will do a good job.
Sorry. I take it you had a good time. You had a good experience.
Did you hear my acting debut?
Yes, I did.
Was that not out of the fucking park?
Dude, I didn't know if I was listening to you or Al Pacino.
Hey, Jeff, was that a decent payday for you? I mean, I'm not asking how much, but did you make a good, like, you know, was it a decent payday? Was it worth the trouble?
Yeah, I guess, brother.
Cool.
Oh, keep that quiet. Keep that quiet.
Oh, I just asked if it was a decent
payday. Oh, no.
Let's talk to you.
No, listen. I reported it.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay. That's what I was talking about, Max.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I reported it the second I got off that plane.
Don't try to fuck Uncle Sam, man, because he'll come back and get you and grab your balls.
Kevin knows that.
Yeah,
it's no joke.
Yeah, but not to pay taxes at 100,000, motherfucker.
Yeah, that was a little bit of an error on his part. And then to talk about it on the radio was the big mistake.
Yeah, I wouldn't pay any taxes. Fucking idiot. But no, I paid every fucking dime.
Good for you, man.
Well, actually, you know what? I don't even have to pay taxes.
But you don't make enough.
Exactly.
Yeah. So you report it, and then you get all that money back. You get it all back.
Back at that.
Yeah, I reported my income, so I'm all good to go.
Nice American.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So what are you doing there right now, Jeff?
Man, what the hell's that?
It's ripping the ball.
Oh, okay. Okay. Just hearing a lot of phlegm and...
I know, there's a lot of phlegminess going on.
It's not...
Not like Hyper Eric.
No, nothing's like Hyper Eric.
He's the king of phlegm.
Yeah.
He's a phlegm and fool.
That's Clark's voice. Hey, Clark, how you doing, Clark? How many pellets did High Pitch feed you today?
Maybe five.
Only 5 pellets? Well, that's good. That's all you need. We don't overfeed you. We don't want you to die.
I get fat. I get fat like High Pitch.
How many pellets does High Pitch eat when he eats them?
He's like 50. And a soda.
And he doesn't want just one soda. He wants like 7 cases, doesn't he?
What do you mean 7 cases of soda?
That's so funny. Yeah, he's so hilarious.
I think I really overdid it last night with the herb voices, because it's like finding it really hard to find that voice tonight.
You need to keep a glass of water there for the gargling, because your own saliva and phlegm isn't enough. You need more, water.
My throat is so sore from last night, because we were talking to Eric last night on Max's show that he does with Zach, the Stern Universe show.
Where's that chick?
I think she's gone.
What chick?
I thought there was a chick that was there.
She was, but I think she got cut off when Eric came on.
No, the chick, she's gone. She's listening, though. But, yeah, she just got off the phone and stuff.
Too many people on the line.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She was in Germany. You know, it's late. It's, yeah.
Yeah. It's late
over there.
I'm in touch with this girl from England.
Are you?
Possibly. I'm here. She's a little bitch.
So, Jeff, do you watch a lot of porn? A little?
Not really.
Oh, not really. Okay.
I have some, but
Hey, any bids on the sex doll? You still got the sex doll, right? And it's unbanged, correct? You haven't banged it yet? I mean, it's unbanged.
I won't.
You'll stake a grand on it, you said?
Yes.
All right, I was just asking because I heard you'd take a grand. Somebody told me.
Okay, so you're trying to sell it.
What's that?
So you're trying to sell it, so you have to keep it clean so it's saleable.
Yeah, exactly. Yes.
That's what I was asking.
She is not used.
Where are you advertising her?
She has all her lubricants.
Where are you advertising her? Where are you advertising? You're going to put her on eBay?
I don't fucking know. Just somebody come and get her. I'll probably give it to you for $500.
So if anybody's listening, Jeff has this real life doll.
Unbanked.
Unbanked with all the lubricants.
Yes.
And Jeff, go ahead, explain what you could do with this doll.
You can fuck her in the ass, in the butchie, or the mouth.
You heard it right here, people.
She's a three-man big girl. Good girl.
So
he's free.
And she's got boobies, right?
What's that?
She's got big boobies, right?
Yeah, they're okay.
Do they feel lifelike, or do they just feel like rubber?
Oh, my God, you don't see your ass jiggle when I spank her.
Oh.
Have you not seen the thing, Joey? It's like a girl on all fours.
I saw it.
She's hanging over like a catcher. But she drags her head on the ground. It's like you really had to fucking let your midget. It would have been perfect for Eric.
You think Eric would have really been able to utilize that good, huh?
I think
John would have had to hold him up to it, though, man. How's he going to get behind that thing and bang it in the ass or the pussy or something?
Oh, I'm sure John's had many experiences.
I think he was just scared his parents were going to see it.
No, I don't think he physically could do it to that doll, dude. Like, he said it. He can't do it because to do that, you got to be able to do dog style. And he can't do dog style. Chicks got to ride him. That's how they did it at the Bunny Ranch. They rode him.
Yeah.
So he can't do that. That's why that's why he didn't want it, I don't think. Well, that and plus he didn't want his parents to see it, I don't think, but yeah.
Yeah.
So, Jeff, what are your plans this weekend? You're not going to do anything? Nothing? No Labor Day picnics?
No, not that I'm aware of.
So you're not thinking of like
something like that.
All right, man. All right, Jeff. Yeah, Jeff, it was good talking to you tonight, buddy.
All right, Jerry. You have a good evening.
I appreciate you calling, and maybe you call in again in the future.
Yeah, true.
Hey, Jeff, man, and block me, man, at True Floridian.
We made it. Yeah. Fuck you. Okay.
Later, Jeff.
See you later, Jeff.
Have a good night.
Bye.
Hey,
you know, when I first started this show, when we first started talking about doing this show, is Jeff still on?
No, he's gone.
When we first started talking about doing this show, I was like, I don't want this to be one of those shows where you have Chris in Arizona calling in doing bong hits on the show. And what do we do, like, in the first half hour of my very first show is we do a dual marijuana pipe hit
for both
you and Jeff the Drunk.
Yeah.
It was great, though.
Yeah,
I can tell.
Meant to be broken, I guess, but
I can tell you what your main issues are as far as the audio quality. I think your mic might be a tad bit too high, so your mic is picking up the sound from your headphones. It's like leaking out of the headphones. And then the other thing is you're on Wi-Fi. I'm betting.
Yeah, I'm on Wi-Fi.
That's another thing. Like Skype hates Wi-Fi unless you have a really good Wi-Fi signal. Like, so when you can, you would definitely want to use an Ethernet cable and hardwire.
Yeah, I don't have that option.
Even at your house or apartment?
No.
They don't give you Ethernet cables in an apartment?
I don't have that option, yeah.
Fuck. Yeah. That's lame.
I got Wi-Fi. Unless I want to get it by cable and, you know, sign up for 2 years or a year or whatever the fucking contract is.
So you're glomming off somebody else's?
It's the building's Wi-Fi.
Yeah, they give you Wi-Fi to the
building. It is an assaulting thing. I'm sorry.
They like I was saying, it's the building's Wi-Fi. They supply it to the whole building. I have my own router, but that's it.
Well, maybe you could get like a more hardcore router, booster or something.
Your router has no Ethernet ports on it. It's just a Wi-Fi router.
I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know anything about that tech.
I'm running mine hardwired off a router right now.
If you have a router in your apartment, that means that you have ports on the back where you could run an Ethernet cable from the router to your laptop.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that.
You should. You got to check it, but. It looks like a phone jack thing, almost a bigger version of it.
I think it does, yeah.
Yeah,
it's exactly like that.
That's what you're going to want. And then that'll keep your connection, like, really, really high quality. That'll stop, like, the breaking up. And then I think the audio volume is the only thing that they adjust. But it sounds okay. It's definitely listenable. Everyone else sounds great. Like, Jeff sounded good. Max sounds good.
Okay. All the callers sound good. I'm going to get the Ethernet cable this week, then.
Definitely, yeah.
Okay.
Because that's what I'm doing. I'm running an Ethernet cable down two floors into a basement. It's a 50-foot cable.
Oh, wow.
Just to keep it hardwired.
Okay. Yeah, so that's what I'll do. I'm sorry, but I'm technically stupid, and that's why I didn't know about the Ethernet cable port in the back of this.
It's no big deal.
It wasn't. No, it wasn't that bad, actually. I told you what you'd do. We got it working. It's good. Okay. That's what people want to hear you. They're not going to give two shits. Like, you were on Blog Talk. You guys were on Blog Talk before this, and it sounded like you were in a tin can.
Leaps and bounds beyond Blog Talk, dude. Are you kidding me? So, yeah, believe me. We had listeners then. We'll have listeners now. I mean, these minor things won't matter. You know, we're going to get these ironed out eventually, like within the next week.
Yeah. So, Max, I was reading in the paper earlier. I just want to get off this topic and just start talking about stuff.
Yeah.
Because we've been dealing with this technical shit too long. That kid in Florida, man. His kid's 12-year-old kid's got a lemonade stand. And his neighbor is like a 61-year-old guy who didn't like... He's been complaining to the city saying, this kid's running an illegal business on our block and I want him shut down. So he made like four complaints to the city, the mayor, the city manager or somebody. And they sent a cop out to check, and the cops checked with the other neighbors, and the neighbors were like, no, he's no bother. So the cops just like, hey, it's nothing. So needless to say now, it became a national story.
Oh, yeah.
And Mike Alta, the new host of Bubba's time slot down there at 102.5 The Bone.
Yeah, we'll get into that here in a minute after this story.
That's a whole other story right there, Bubba.
I heard that. Spot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Let's get into this lemonade stand first.
Tell everybody what his show did the other day, because you live down there.
Yeah, yeah. See, I'm right down here where Bubba like started, you know, 25 years ago, where he got his start on the Power Pig of all. It was like a hip hop booty channel.
No, I'm talking about. Okay.
Let me just lean into that. Okay, so then this kid had a lemonade stand in a residential neighborhood here in the Tampa Bay area, and his 61-year-old neighbor was complained to the city about him having too much traffic and whatnot. So. The police came out, whatever. So then, it was made the papers. It made the national news. It made news in Europe. It was a big, huge, huge gimmick. It heard all around the world. And so the other day, Mike Calta, who is a host down here on the radio show, talk radio show station, he sent a bunch of strippers over there and told all his listeners during his, his 3.5 hours, 4 hours, whatever, to go by there and buy lemonade. The kid made $450. Which he took and donated to the local Humane Society where he adopted his pit bull puppy from. So the kid's having this lemonade stand initially to pay for his cell phone bill. So him and his mom only.
It's very admirable for a kid to do something like that,
Yeah, because he's not old enough to get a job. He says when he's 14, he can get a job at the local Publix and get a job as a bag boy. But until then, he's trying to make money so he can have his cell phone, help his mom out with his cell phone bill. I'm thinking, man, this kid wants to work. I mean, by the time he's 25, he's going to be a millionaire, man. I mean, good for him.
Well, he's got a good work ethic, man. I mean, he knows if you want something, you got to work for it.
Absolutely. And his prick neighbor was, complaining about it. But here's the catch.
Yeah, tell us.
Yeah, the catch was today in the Tampa paper, it was brought out that it was this neighbor who was complaining about this child. The complaint he had was that the child was running an illegal business in a residential area. Turns out that he had his business used his home address, something and something financial incorporated address. So therefore, he was operating illegal business in a residential neighborhood.
Oh,
so
karma.
Yeah, it's a bitch. It'll bite you.
Karma, baby.
Yeah.
What kind of a miserable old curmudgeon are you? That you get upset by a 12-year-old kid with a lemonade stand. I think if somebody like that, I guess I read he was complaining it's going to affect his property value. I think if he was selling his house and prospective buyers came there to look at his house, right, and on the corner they saw a kid having a lemonade stand sale,
America.
I think that's America. That's more endearing. It's exactly. Like, oh, wow, this is a real neighborhood, with right. Real people. And that would be, I think it would actually enhance the value of his property, something like that. It's better than having, people walking around, drinking in public or, all that kind of crazy stuff in your neighborhood, Yeah.
Would you rather see a guy drinking a beer on the corner or a little kid with a lemonade stand?
Yeah, I'd rather see him drinking lemonade than the beer.
I mean, I like beer and all, but, I don't want people standing in the street in my corner,
Right, you don't want your neighborhood to become the local hangout, It's like, get off my lawn! That's my dad used to yell all the time.
Well, as long as they're not pissing on your lawn,
I don't care if they look at my dad's lawn sideways. Be like, get off my lawn! Don't even look at it!
Yeah, that's funny. So, yeah, man, also, you want to, about the, about the Bubba. He's been on here for 25 years, and today they announced it. He's no longer on a radio station in Tampa. He was fired by the Bone 102.5, and Mike X. He's not Cowhead anymore. He dropped that. His name is Mike Calta now.
Right.
And he's
follows me on Twitter.
Yeah, he's gonna be on the. We should ask him. We should talk to him one time.
Got him on tonight.
He actually was busy. I listened to the show today. He was busy. Yeah. He was going through a bunch of things.
Yeah, I'm sure he wouldn't do my podcast tonight.
Yeah, right. He's
over here
in the morning spot now. So he's taken over. And Bubba has this huge, when I tell you it's a compound of a studio. It's not a studio.
Yeah, I know it. Yeah.
That's nuts. And he's now no longer on any affiliate in the Tampa Bay area. He's still in affiliates Lakeland, Fort Myers, you know, other places around Florida, but Jacksonville, Daytona Beach, you know, places like that. But
I mean, they're still keeping the talk format. So what do you think the reasons are?
Reason why it's an all talk, it is an all talk format, but it wasn't. He was the only all talk show on that station, and then it became all talk. And it was, you know, this guy, Drew Garabo, and these guys out of San Antonio. I forget their name, but yeah, and now they have the Cowhead. But yeah, I mean, I think it basically became down to dollars and cents. He wanted, I mean, I'm sure, you know, to get Bubba, you got to pay millions. And this station was like,
Do you?
I mean, I don't know, man. I'm just saying, he's got a lot of bills. I know he lives a lifestyle, and
that might be but I mean, I don't know that they were paying him millions. You know, who knows what he's getting from them. I mean, I'm sure he gets money from, you know, all added together. I'm sure it adds up to a lot of money, but I don't know. Just call me jaded, man. I'm biased because of the fact that I'm not a fan of Bubba's show. I'm not a fan of the redneck humor. You know, I'm not a fan of the truck driving stuff, the car racing stuff, the WWE stuff. It's just totally not interested in it. You know, and when he came over to Howard, I thought it was great. They were friends and fans of the show and everything. That was great. But I was just not a fan of his show. I never really listened.
Yeah, I mean, his show is definitely not for everyone. That's why I'm surprised that it really took off when Howard had him up there. I mean, like with the Northeast and stuff. I mean, he has so many fans that are up in the Northeast because I was raised on, but I know what he's about. I mean, is his show entertaining? Yeah. I mean, is it hokey and rednecky? Yeah, kind of. I mean, is Manson the most talented guy on the whole show and everything? Absolutely, fucking genius. I mean, he's a fucking genius, Manson. But I mean, you know, it is what it is, and he's got a ton of fans. I mean, he's not going anywhere. Bubba's, believe me, he's not going anywhere. He's got, you know, all his online people. People are paying to listen and watch Bubba.
Right. No, nobody's saying his career is over or anything.
Yeah. But yeah, it's a big blow. It's definitely a blow for him to not be on the city, not to have an affiliate in the city that he made his bones in.
That's his flagship station, right?
Well, I mean, yeah, kind of. He pretty much made the station. Yeah, everyone that's on here came up, like Cowhead. I mean, you know, Mike Calta came up under Bubba, but he's been on 102.5 longer than anyone. Bubba was on 98 Rock. They brought him to the bone, and you know, it's a whole fucking
thing. But he doesn't need a radio station or, like I just said, a flagship station to broadcast from because he's got his own compound.
Absolutely, yes. He just lost his affiliate in the Tampa Bay area. That's all.
Right. Do you think that are there any other stations in that area that could pick him up?
No, there won't be anybody that is going to pick him up because there's nobody that fits his format.
Right. Okay.
Than that station. Yeah.
Now, does he still do stuff online where you have to subscribe?
Yes, he does. He has BTLS.com. And yeah, thanks. Yeah, Bubba, I gave you a plug. So. Send me a shirt or something, bro.
What do they do on that? What do you get on that?
It's like Howard TV. You can watch. It's basically like Howard TV on your internet. It's anything you want. Yeah.
So he's filming original content?
It's original content. It's past episodes. It's the whole deal.
So it's stuff beyond episodes, though. It's also stuff outside the studio that they're doing, maybe, or... Help me out here.
You know, it's a whole thing. It's a whole, like, I mean, they do everything. They do original content. They do, it's everything he's done.
It's just not a broadcast of the show.
No. They do stuff that's, like, you know, naked stuff and, like, you know, shit with horrors and, like, all kinds of other extras that you'll be able to, you'll never see or hear about on the radio. Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, good.
Absolutely.
Yeah. That was a big thing that I loved about Howard TV. You know, when they would do stuff outside the studio with people,
yeah,
you know?
His is. There's a lot of that on Bubba's site. I've never subscribed, but that's the way it is. It's basically that kind of a thing.
Whose Skype is going off?
Maxwell's. Dude, there's a switch on the side of your iPhone and iPad that mutes all the sounds. It's above the volume rockers.
It's called the shut off button.
it's sleep, but no, it's it mutes the notifications and sounds.
You're calling me and he's calling the wrong number.
You got to do it on both the iPhone and iPad.
Yeah, I'll take care of it. I turned them both off, so.
Little bitch.
You little bitch. That was awesome.
Yeah, man.
The cough made it, you know?
And he really, I mean, he thought, I mean, anyone that thought that I cough bad, which I do cough bad, I'm not going to deny I don't cough bad, but my goodness.
You know,
worse than me, bro.
And I cough bad too, but I mean, that was like nothing like I ever did.
That's really, like, it's comical now, but that's going to be really sad someday, and I don't want the dude to die.
He's definitely a prospect to get emphysema.
Yeah, that's not cool. It's like funny now to laugh at it, but eventually that's going to be pretty fucked up. I mean, the guy's a real human being. He's going to fucking die.
All right, so I'll call Jeff after the show, and I'll give him my anti-smoking speech.
We need an intervention for Jeff.
Because I don't want to have to be accused of...
enabling.
Enabling, exploiting him. You know, I hear a letter going off.
Hey, well, that's his own choice. Just like I made my own choice to smoke.
That's what you heard. What brand of do you smoke?
I used to smoke Camel Lights, but now I make my own. I have a machine that injects tobacco into tubes.
You've got the stuffer machine, my buddy.
Jeff has it too. He has on the Lieberman special. He had what was it? I forgot the fucking brand, but yeah, he had one of those machines too. I have the same one. Top-O-Matic, it's called.
Yeah.
It's like it's 50 tobacco.
It's 50 cents a pack when you do it this way.
It's top tobacco, right? The top loose stuff, loosies? Yeah.
I don't use top. I use crisscross smooth blend. That's what it's called.
Okay.
It's pretty good. They taste good, and it's way cheaper because now in New York, the cigarettes, you're in the city, so it must be even worse. It's like $14 a fucking pack there.
It is, actually.
Yeah, here it's like 10 something.
$14 a pack? Are you kidding me?
Yes.
High taxes, man. High taxes. They tax the shit out of it.
Yeah, the actual cigarettes only cost like $2. The rest is all taxed.
Rants, like, I smoke, and yes, I want to quit, but like the bottom of my cigarette pack I'm looking at right now says Virginia. You know? Because I buy bootleg cigarettes here in New York, and that's what most people do, is they buy the bootleg cigarettes, which sell for $7, $8 a pack.
You know what I hate, though? It's like, I understand smoking weed, because, like, weed actually does something for you. The cigarettes do absolutely nothing, and you still continue to smoke them. It makes no sense. I can't figure it out, but I can't stop. It's, like, worse than
And yet you haven't smoked weed in, like, 5 years. That's crazy. That's why I don't smoke cigarettes, is because they don't do any. It doesn't do anything, but, like...
But the addiction is fucking killer. It's just so hard to stop.
It's like me smoking weed. I mean, to smoke weed would take a
huge... Weed was easy for me. Like, I literally one day... I used to had days where I'd smoke a fucking ounce to my head, just myself.
Wow.
In one fucking day, like on my birthday on a special occasion just for fun or...
How do you even do that? I can't even see doing that.
We were like, let's see how high we can get. And we would just keep smoking.
So you smoke with other people?
No, it was me and one other person, but I have smoked close to that by myself. Just like in my fucking room, just smoking from when I wake up until till I go to sleep. But then when I got to a point where when I would smoke, I would just have anxiety attacks, and I just quit one day, and I never looked back.
I have a friend of mine that he's smoked like that for years and years.
In the beginning, it was fucking amazing. It was always fun. I was always giggly and happy, and everything was interesting. But now when I smoke, I just feel like shit from it. I don't know why. What changed? I have no idea.
I have a book I have to read, and I've tried reading it twice already, and I've gotten some pages into it and stopped. But it's called How to Quit Smoking. The Easy Guide or something it's called. It's supposedly like when you finish reading the book, you're supposed to quit smoking, and it works for everybody that reads the book, supposedly.
I don't know about that. What does it say?
I'll let you know how it works, though, because I'm going to try to finish reading this book this week.
What is the last page, just bold letters? It says cancer?
I don't know, man, but it's somehow, it does something with your mind while you're reading the book, and you're supposed to smoke while you're reading the book, but it's like once you finish the book, you don't want to smoke anymore. And I've known it to work for so many people.
I know two things that is really good to do to make you disgusted by it. One thing is get a tongue scraper and go in the fucking bathroom and scrape your tongue with it and look at what comes off your tongue.
Oh, God.
that. And then the other thing, then think about the fact that it looks like that. That's what the inside of your fucking lungs look like. Those are the two things that should...
Can't imagine what they look like, man.
It's gross. Like, your lungs sort of clean themselves out. When you're coughing up phlegm and stuff, that's your lungs cleaning themselves out. That's what the phlegm is. It's trying to get all the tar out of your fucking lungs. And that really, what's going on in there is just turning fucking brown like a prune.
God, I want to light up a cigarette right now.
Yeah, I'm smoking one as I'm saying that.
I'm looking at one right here that just clipped. I'm like, light it up again.
I don't know why I do it. I
smoke cowboy killers.
Marlboro Reds?
Marlboro Reds. You know, they call them cowboy killers because the guy, the spokesman, the cowboy... died of cancer, lung cancer.
Yeah, I worked with a dude who smoked fucking 3 packs of Marlboro Reds a day.
Wow.
I wanted to vomit when I saw
that. The only time I would do that is when I was doing coke.
Oh, yeah, it's horrible. And when you're drunk, too.
Yeah, when you're drunk, you drink a lot. But whenever I did coke, I'd go through, like, if I was doing an 8-ball, I'd go, like, 3 or 4 packs of cigarettes I'd go through.
That's the worst. I'm surprised you don't do coke anymore, do you?
No, I haven't done it in, like, 5 years.
I fucking hated it. I didn't like it. I did it for like a month. Like, I had a binge, and the last day I did it, I was in a 7-Eleven bathroom snorting it off the top of a toilet, and I looked at myself in the mirror and I said, "What the fuck are you doing to yourself? Look at you, like you're a cokehead now." And I was just like, "Wow, my life has got it. It takes you from 0 to 60. Like, it turns you into a shithead quicker than any other drug. Like, it's so bad for you." And
it's a dirty drug.
Yeah, it makes you feel dirty, yeah, and grimy. Yeah, and then when you're coming down, you feel like the world's going to end.
The worst feeling in the world. And you can't go to sleep, and you're just laying there.
Restless.
In bed.
Yeah. I would take painkillers. So I would do coke, and then right when I started coming down from coke, I would take a bunch of pills, and that's, like, really bad for your heart, too.
Yeah. Like, I would eat it like a Xanax if I had it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but painkillers are stimulant. They're not good to take when you're on coke.
Yeah, you take it when you're coming down, when you're not high anymore, and start feeling like, "Oh, I need more coke." You take a couple of Vicodins or Oxys
or something.
It'll make you feel amazing.
They're actually stimulants, though. That's when you're coming down. I don't know why they should have made you more hyper.
No, it makes you feel like body high.
They're not stimulants.
Yeah, they're downers.
Yeah.
No, not Vicodin. Not any kind of painkiller.
It is.
Vicodin, Percocet are downers, man.
Yeah.
They're dope. They make you nod.
It's like heroin, yeah. It's synthetic heroin. That's what Oxycontin is, at least.
None of that does anything like that to me.
Everybody's body chemistry is different, that's why, but
if I do any kind of, like, you know, Roxy, Oxy, Vicodins, I'm, like, hyper as fuck.
I used to love those. That was another issue I had. I luckily got out of that.
I had those. My friend.
I used to fucking crush up a 80 milligram Oxycontin and snort a fucking huge rail of it.
I never got into the Oxys too much, man.
Oh, they're great. It makes you feel like Superman. I used to do construction.
They cost too much money.
They did. They cost like an 80 milligram. I would buy that once a day, and it cost $50 to $60 for one pill.
That, man.
Because they're prescription.
Milligram.
Yeah, and I would go, I worked 70 hours a week doing construction, and I would literally wake up in the morning, do Oxycontin, and it would get me through the whole day. I'd be able to lift 200 pounds of glass over my shoulder.
And it wasn't a downer.
It removes the, it removes the recovery. It removes the recovery, the soreness. Like, that's why it was letting me work. But it's definitely a downer, dude. It's not a upper.
It is a downer. It's not a stimulant.
It's an opioid. It's synthetic heroin.
But the reaction it has is it gives you energy. What I'm saying is, if you were to eat...
Maybe it gives you energy. It makes me nod off. You just did heroin.
Okay, so if you would have ate like Valium or Xanax, would you be able to go to work and do what you did?
No, that's...
Even Xanax or benzos.
Yeah, the Oxycontin is a little different than like a Vicodin. That's hydrocodone. Oxycontin is different, but that with Oxycontin, you do get a little speedy at first, but then you start nodding out like 20, 30 minutes into it, and you'll fall asleep. I would be driving during work, and I'd be nodding out at the fucking wheel. It's dangerous. It's definitely not an upper, dude. It may feel a little speedy at first if you snort it. It's just like a reaction to it, but it's a downer.
That's the only way I've ever done them is snort them.
Yeah, you'll start nodding out if you take enough of it. And they're bad. Just stay away from them. That's all I'll say. It'll ruin your fucking life.
Well, I believe you got a lot of dead friends.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Wish, do we have any other callers on?
Not at this moment. I didn't even give out the number. I did in the tweet, but the number is 917-477-7701 if you guys want to call in. We had a bunch in the beginning, but there was like so many people on at once.
Right.
I didn't want to clog the Skype.
Jeff is what they want.
Yeah.
And Wish, you going on with Boone at 10 o'clock?
Yeah, he's ready to go on. He said he will do that. So.
Okay.
If you want to get on at 10. I do have the clip you wanted to play, if you wanted to talk about that.
Yeah, play that clip. We were talking yesterday about Sean Connery and how, in an interview with Barbara Walters, he talked about how it was okay to hit women. Go ahead and play the clip.
Okay.
Sean Connery regrets this conversation.
Okay, you did an interview in which you said, not the worst thing to slap a woman now and then. As I remember, you said you don't do it with a clenched fist, it's better to do it with an open hand.
Mm.
Yeah, remember that?
Yeah.
I didn't love that.
I haven't changed my opinion.
You haven't?
No, not at all.
You think it's good to slap a woman?
No, I don't think it's good.
I don't think it's bad? Much,
I don't think it's that bad. I think that it depends entirely on the circumstances and if it merits it. Yeah.
What would merit it?
Well, if you have tried everything else, and women are pretty good at this, that they can't leave it alone. Yeah? They don't want to have the last word, and you give them the last word, but they're not happy with the last word. They want to say it again and get into a really provocative situation. Then I think it's absolutely right.
By the way, Sean Connery has been married to Micheline for 31 years.
Yeah, she's scared. That's why she ain't saying shit. She's scared.
What a snarky comment, though. Like, oh, by the way, he's been married and we haven't heard anything yet. Like, just because he said that, he beats his wife? Are you kidding me?
But really, why does he say that? It sounds like he had a situation where a woman just wouldn't shut up and he gave her a slap. I mean, that's what it sounds like to me.
Me and Boone have talked about this before. Like, we were, you know, recalling stories about how girls have tried to attack us and punch us in the head. And it's like, at what point do you just, you know, keep trying to push her away if she's hitting you in the face? And I would say, yeah, you should hit her if she's, like, attacking you.
I've had to restrain my my girlfriend before under a drunken rage where she was, you know, trying to kick the shit out of me. And, I never, like, you know, I grabbed her and threw her down on the bed and just basically pinned her down.
Yeah, you can only do that so many times. And then what if she's punching you in the head and trying to knock you out?
No, then you have to, like, you know, defend yourself. I mean, I don't know. At that point, it's like, nowadays, though, it's best thing to do is just grab your cell phone, call 911, and run out the house.
Yeah. With your keys.
God forbid if you smack her down to the floor and the police come. Now, all of a sudden, you're in a world of hurt.
Boone said,
these cops have these domestic violence laws that they have to follow, where if they come to the house, and you know, they'll arrest both parties.
Someone has to go to jail. If they come on a domestic, someone has to go. So it's up to you who's going. Yeah, down here in Florida, that is.
Boone was telling
me in a mess like that.
Boone was telling a story about how some girl just kept fucking, you know, going at him, and then he punched her in the forehead and left a dent in her head.
Punched her too hard.
Yeah, you had to hit her.
That's why you gotta, like, you know, you gotta use, like he said, an open hand. Because you put your knuckles up, man, and you're gonna start splitting skin and cracking bones. You know what I mean? So, I mean, if you're going to strike your woman, which I don't condone, I would advise you to use an open hand.
I had the opposite of
it. Or like the New York City cops, a telephone book.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I had the opposite of a Chris Brown situation where I was driving and a girl was hitting me while I was driving.
That's not
endangering your life right there.
Exactly. And then, like, what do you do there? I was just trying to grab her hand and push her and just mush her to the passenger door, and she just kept coming at me, and I'm like fucking swerving. I had to pull over.
Is this alcohol induced or she's just a flout?
Alcohol, yeah.
Of course, because there's always alcohol. Any kind of violent reaction I've ever had from a woman has been because she's wasted and all the true feelings come out. It's like, fuck you, you're a prick.
No. I never liked you.
They don't even know what they're doing.
You ruined my life, you bastard.
I've had a girlfriend.
All my good years.
I've had a girlfriend almost run over two of her friends drunk, and then I had to jump in the car and I pulled the keys out and jammed it into park, and then she started punching me in the head again. And it was like, she, the rest of the night, she wouldn't speak to me, and it was like this whole dramatic thing. I was like, I fucking saved your life and your friends' lives. You were fucking drunk.
You beat the shit out of me.
Yeah. Neighbors came out and they were like congratulating me, like, you did the right thing, you know, you stopped the car and stopped letting her go. And then a cop ended up coming. They called the police, and the cop let me drive her car back to her house, even though I was clearly wasted. But he just followed me like really slowly behind, and he didn't care. He let me do it
all because of alcohol. None of this would ever happen if they were all smoking weed.
Yeah.
Agreed.
Just to let you know.
It depends. Like, if you drink something like a Jack Daniels or something, you just get angry.
Yeah, that tequila, too. That
tequila.
Yeah. Mean.
Tequila.
Yeah. Jack Daniels, too. Definitely. Anytime I drank
any kind
that.
Of bourbon, that's a sassy liquor. We drink that down here. I love it.
Gotta be careful.
We were talking about that last night, of our love for bourbon.
I know, right? I love bourbon. I'm going to have to send you a nice bottle for Christmas, Joey.
I don't drink.
Me neither, not really anymore. I have on occasion, but yeah, I used to drink all the time, and now that's another thing I cut out. Now it's just cigarettes, and it's the worst
cigarettes.
Thing of them all.
You're doing pretty good then, Bush, man. I mean, you're doing really well.
I would take the alcohol.
Sick, bro, you'd be good.
Instead of the cigarettes.
Do you smoke in your house?
Yeah.
That's bad.
I know. I hate, that's the thing. If I
smells like shit now.
Yeah, but if I was forced to go outside, I probably would have quit or at least smoked half as much because, it, like, you know, in the winter when it's really hot out or nighttime, I don't want to go out and smoke a cigarette. I would have.
Do you have a garage?
Yeah. But
go
even
out in the garage to smoke.
I don't even want to do that. I'm too lazy.
During the winter, it's too cold out there.
That's for sure.
I'm literally like, ugh, I can get up and walk all the way downstairs and go to the garage or outside, or I can just light one up right here. And then I usually say that 10,000 times until I've smoked myself to death.
And then your ceilings and your curtains start turning yellow.
Yep. I have an air conditioner in the window that's constantly running. It sucks all the smoke. I blow right into there. But now the filter inside the air conditioner is gross.
Right. I understand.
This is a bad habit, man. I'm trying to, I really want to quit. I figured before I turn 30, I need to quit.
Oh my God, you're making me feel depressed already. You're already below 30 and you've already quit pot and booze and all you have is cigarettes left to go. Shit, brother, you're doing well.
28, I got 2 years to 30.
2 years, you quit cigarettes? Oh my God, you'll be a millionaire by your 40.
I'm afraid to turn 30, though.
Why, dude? I don't know. Are you serious?
I just feel like that I'm starting to get old.
Okay, I'm here to tell you, yeah, you are starting to get old, but you're not as old until you get, you know, like I am. I'm 42.
My dad died young, like 52, from cancer. Okay. So now that's all I'm thinking about. It's like, fuck, half my life's over.
More inspiration to quit the smoking, maybe get in the gym, you know what I mean?
That's the fucking weird part, is I still do exercise, but I smoke cigarettes.
Crazy, wow. Yeah, you gotta substitute that with something else. We gotta figure out something for you to substitute for cigs.
And if I exert myself, like, even a little too much, feels my heart's gonna explode. The cigarettes are just really fucking damaging my lungs. Yeah. I want it out.
Well, this has been a PSA on the Joey Boone Show.
What not to do when you're like us, but yeah.
Yeah,
but,
as long as I'm not Jeff the Drunk, I'm good. He's pretty bad.
Don't you make fun of my front.
Can't believe you can't ride a bike with one hand.
Ride a bike with one hand? He can't. I was just saying.
I hope he can wipe his ass.
Well, it depends. Yeah, it only goes in one direction. If it gets on the other cheek, it's going to be tough to get to.
Right?
Yeah. Maybe have to do a whole reach around gimmick.
I'm sure his underwear have a few skid marks in them.
Oh, my goodness. Ugh. The skid marks aren't the problem. It's when you don't wipe properly and you don't, like, you know what I mean? It gets all, like, you know, irritated, like diaper rash back there. You don't want
Yeah. I'm sure he has that every once in a while.
Does he still live in the RV or is he in an apartment now?
No, he's in a trailer.
He's still there?
It's not an RV either.
Trailer, whatever.
Trailer. It's a single.
Same thing.
Well, no, RV you could take out and drive.
Well, there's no wheels on that? I thought that attaches to a... Oh, you have to attach it to a truck, though, the trailer.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he doesn't have one of those, so how'd he get it where it is, then?
Well, I'm sure he bought it that way or something, I guess. You know, trailer parks are like, okay, you can rent this trailer for so much a month.
That sucks. Like,
or you buy your own trailer and you put it on a spot and you pay a monthly fee to have it there.
Is he still with his mom?
I don't think so.
It's just him?
He lives alone, yeah.
I thought he lived with his mom. I could have swore on, like, the Lieberman special they showed that his mom lived there, but she wasn't in the special. They, like, didn't show her.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
He's like, this is where my mom lives, and he was, like, pointing. And this is where I live, and they were, like, right next door to each other.
Maybe. We'll ask him next time he's on. But everybody, I'd like to thank everybody for listening tonight. It's our first show. We had a lot of kinks to work out. We're still working them out. But thanks for tuning in. Thanks to Jeff. Thanks to Eric for calling in. Thanks, Wish, for getting this up. Thanks, Max, for co-hosting and working on this all week. And we'll see everybody next Friday. And we'll be sounding a lot better. And we'll have a tighter show.
Yeah, we're going to get Joey off of the airport.
And make sure to follow Joey at Joey Boots on Twitter and me at True Floridian. And at Wush, what's your...
At WDM Network, at WDM Network. And Podtrash, you can hear this later. It'll be uploaded so you can listen back.
Podtrash.com, and we'll see you. Peace!
Peace!
See ya, guys.
Oh.
One of these days these boots are gonna walk all over you.